Good morning, beloveds. It's Psalm 78, 21 to 31. And we've seen again, and just been reminded God hasn't changed. And he's reminding us here about how he's big enough and wise enough and powerful enough to provide for mankind, as he provided for Israel in the Exodus. He's still the same God. He hasn't changed. Many things have changed. Things are much more beautiful. A lot of more as love has been made available in technology. But if we're going to forget this almighty, all-powerful God and forget history, we won't have a story. So we've got to remember the history and know our God is big, powerful, and he is also good, and he remains good, and he wants us to see that, and he is not happy with complaining and not appreciating him and not trusting in him. Amen.
Therefore, when the Lord heard he was full of wrath, a fire was kindled against Jacob. His anger rose against Israel, because they did not believe in God and did not trust his saving power. Yet he commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven, and he rained down on them manna to eat, and he gave them the grain of heaven. Man ate of the bread of the angels. He sent them food in abundance. He caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he let out the south wind. He rained meat on them like dust, winged birds like the sand of the seas. He let them fall in the midst of their camp, all around their dwellings, and they ate and were well filled, for he gave them what they craved. But before they had satisfied their craving, while the food was still in their mouths, the anger of God rose against them, and he killed the strongest of them and laid low the young men of Israel.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for your mighty testimony of your power and your love that can provide, even in the wilderness, Lord. You provide water, you provide bread, you provide meat. But thank you, Father God, that we also see, Father God, that you want us to know that you are in control and that you are loving and not question, not test you, not fall into sexual immorality, moving out of the boundaries that you have given us, Lord, with our wonderful partners in life, Father God, our wives or our husbands, and Father God, and we thank you that we can just know that even in the midst of the darkness now, Father God, that you're a very present help. You're not a God far away. That is people's imaginations, these gods that are far away and believing all different types of lies. But thank you, Lord, that you're God with us, Lord, a very present, pleasant, powerful, providing God with us. And we thank you for that, Father God. And help us, Lord, just to see here in your word what we need to see, Father God, every day, so that we can have our minds set on you and acknowledge you in all our ways, so that you can make our path straight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.